Chapter 7. Tommy. In which our hero, having journeyed from boy to man, arrives at his final discovery: to stay away from that which hurts him. I think the band always blamed Pamela for influencing me to leave. They called her motherfucking Yoko and set up a dartboard with her face on it in their dressing room. But she never told me to leave. Yeah, she could see the dysfunction in the band. But every decision I ever made musically, I always made on my own. The fact that I left the band never should have been a surprise to Nicky. I had told him reams of times, but I guess he just didn't want to really believe it after all we'd been through. For some reason, Nicky and Pamela never clicked, which was always fucked up to me because she introduced Nicky to Donna. She whipped out her Cupid's arrow, shot them both, and it's been puppy love ever since. I think Vince had issues with Pamela too because he claimed they had fucked, though she says they never did. But he was never as angry as Nicky, who to this day hates Pamela's guts. I used to feel that way myself. After the divorce and sitting around helpless while she hooked up with her ex, I told myself that there was no fucking way. I accepted as gracefully as I could the fact that I had been fired. Whenever I came by for the boys, she'd have the nanny of the week bring the kids out and pretend like she wasn't home. Just like with Bobby Brown, Pamela and I couldn't stay away from each other. First, she suddenly started calling me again when I was dating Carmen. Then, one afternoon when I went to pick up the boys, the nanny wasn't there, and Pamela came out instead. Instantly, we both felt, despite everything we'd been through, the magic, the initial attraction that had brought us together that New Year's Eve 5 years before. After that, each time I went over for the kids, we'd kick it a little bit, until one day we found ourselves kicking it in her bed. Then I started staying the night and spending more and more time with her until we were practically married again. I asked her to move back to my place, and that day she went to the court, bro, and finally withdrew my restraining order. We even planned to remarry on Valentine's Day. But we quickly fell into the old patterns because we'd never really dealt with our issues. It was hard to get her to talk about them, which made our attempts at therapy a complete waste. Instead of working on things, she liked to give ultimatums like, "If you drink, I can't be with you." The little boy that was me before jail hated ultimatums, but now I tried to accept them as part of her personality. At the same time, however, there were so many minds in our relationship we hadn't diffused that we both ended up tiptoeing around each other so as not to fucking explode any. It all fell apart for us again on New Year's Eve. We were sitting on our asses watching TV, and I said, "You know what? It's New Year's Eve. It's the 5th anniversary of when we met, and tomorrow is going to be another fucking millennium. Let's have a shot of Goldschlager for old time's sake, chill in the jacuzzi, and have a good time." She agreed. For a few days afterward, when we had some time alone, we'd sneak a drink together and veg out. But afterward, she freaked, because by drinking we had stepped on one of those minds. "Oh my God," she kept saying, "I can't believe I drank with you. I'm not supposed to be doing this." And so when the guilt came back, the drama of the past followed. Just as all this was going down, I had to split for a tour with Methods of Mayhem. When I returned home, she was out of town on a television shoot. We kept missing each other, and the distance and lack of communication were destroying us. And then, on Valentine's Day, I was fired again. Out of the blue, she said, "I just can't do this anymore." And she took the kids and bolted. She completely disappeared. I called her family and friends, but no one would tell me where she was. When she finally called a week later, it was to talk about custody of Dylan and Brandon. She wanted me to sign a one-sided agreement that basically gave her complete control of the kids. I told her no way, and as soon as I did, the district attorney was calling my lawyer, saying that she had a witness willing to testify that I had been drinking in violation of probation, and we both knew who that witness was. I spent 5 more days in jail, but I got to keep my boys. Last time in solitary, I had looked inward and resolved the problems in my fucking stunted mental development. Then, I had looked outward and resolved the problems in my stunted musical development, because prison was the one place no one could get into my head and manipulate me. This time, I used the time in solitary to solve the last missing piece of the puzzle: my fucked up love life. I made three promises to myself. The first was never to get married again after knowing someone for only 4 days. The second was to make sure I met someone's mother before I married them, which would have saved me a lot of grief with Pamela and Heather because they were both pretty much younger versions of their mothers. And the third was that my next girlfriend was not going to be anyone who has ever been in a movie, magazine, or even for that matter, Hollywood. She was going to work at a cosmetics counter at a mall in Northbrook, Illinois, or at a law office in Raleigh, North Carolina. When I left prison, I knew there would be no third time with Pamela. I wasn't going to be angry or vindictive. In fact, I still loved her and always will. We share 2 children and are both going to be in each other's lives forever, so we might as well try to be friends. I also promised myself that I wouldn't sell my pad because I wanted our kids to always be able to come back to the house they were born and raised in. I set up a new studio in the house the day I returned and went to work on another Methods of Mayhem album. The other day, I took a break to get some food from the market near my house, and while I was shopping, I happened to run into Nikki's ex-wife, Brandy. We talked for a while, and afterwards she called a mutual friend to get my phone number. She called yesterday and said she lived right around the corner, so I might have to fucking get in on that. After all, I'm Mr. Single right now. And besides, I just looked through Nikki's chapters in this book and read all about him and Honey.